She's real fine, my 409.
This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing on 105.3 The Fan.
Well, I saved my
Well, good morning to you. Welcome to the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing with your host, David Blassingame.
Good morning.
Tammy Pickard.
Hey, hey, hey.
Got Matt in for Snuggles today.
That's right. How y'all doing?
Can we call you Snuggles Jr.?
I guess.
Mr. Snuggles.
I do look like a teddy bear, so I guess it works.
Yeah. All right. Teddy bear Matt.
Snuggles or Huggles, maybe?
Huggles is good. And I'm Sybil. Welcome. We're here every Saturday morning taking your phone calls, 877-881-1053, and your AutoFlex Leasing fan texts at 43733. And as always, you can call AutoFlex if you're looking for a new or, what do we call it, Tammy? A previously loved car?
Previously loved, gently owned, old, beat up, good for nothing. No.
No, lightly loved.
There we go.
A lightly loved pre-owned car.
What are those phone numbers, David?
Yeah, either 817 or 972-234-1234. 888-234-1234. If you're out of the area, is always on the World Wide Web at AutoFlex.com, where you can also go to AutoFlex.com/Facebook and read a lot of the stories we're going to do online today. See some pretty cool videos. We've got a great video of a 16-year-old getting her 16th birthday present, which was a Wrangler.
Ooh.
That's a lot of fun. And a lot of other good videos and stories that we'll do on the air, and also just car stories in general.
And coming up at 9:30, we're going to answer the age-old debate, what's better, buying or leasing? But first, the FCA recalled 1.7 million vehicles. Is one of them yours?
Fiat Chrysler announced on Thursday it will recall 1.7 million trucks in three separate campaigns. Think about how many that is.
I didn't even know they made that many cars.
Okay, so here's the deal. This year alone, Fiat Chrysler has recalled 12 million vehicles. That is more vehicles that have been sold in North America all the way through August of this year by everyone.
Why?
Well, because they've got different kinds of problems, and we're going to talk about that right now. In fact, it's just sort of crazy. Eight times the number of vehicles that they've sold in America this year, they're recalling through the end of August. So Fiat is recalling 1.35 million 2012 to 2014 Ram half-ton, three-quarter-ton, and one-ton pickups, and then 3,500, 4,500, and 5,500 chassis cabs because a wiring harness can wear when contacted, easy for me to say, by a spring. Could cause a short. They're going to do a quick fix on it with a tie back and cure the problem. There have been two injuries as a result of this. They are also recalling 1.06 million vehicles in the U.S. And 193,000 2013 Rams, one-ton pickups, 2014 three-quarter-ton and one-ton pickups and one-ton chassis cabs to inspect and repair a bracket weld that may cause steering problems. And here's what happens. You lose, they call it diminished steering response.
Oh, no.
If the bracket breaks, you lose power steering. They will install a reinforcement bracket to fix that. And finally, Fiat Chrysler is recalling 188,000 2014 and 15 Ram quad cab pickups because the side curtain airbags don't comply with federal rules that protect rear passengers in case of a rollover. No deaths have been reported or injuries from that. They've also issued a stop sale, which means they're not selling those cars right now. If there's one on their lot, they're not selling them until the airbag thing is repaired.
Wow. So if you have one, you need to contact your Chrysler dealer?
Yeah. I want to talk about one other thing, because in July, they agreed to a $105 million civil penalty to resolve allegations from the NHTSA that it failed to properly carry out nearly two dozen recalls covering 11 million vehicles. It is making offers to buy back thousands of vehicles as part of a three-year consent order. Now, that sounds pretty good. They're buying the cars back, but here's the reality. They're buying them back at Blue Book, which is less than NADA wholesale or trade-in. So when you look at the offer, look at what you could get for the car in trade, and then look at what the Blue Book offer would be on the car from Fiat Chrysler. because one of them will be considerably a better deal.
I think they should buy them back for what the people paid for them.
They're not about to do that.
My opinion.
I understand. There's part of their buyback and part of their rebates to customers. If you have one of the older Jeeps that had the gas tank behind the rear axle, the fix is to install a trailer hitch to strengthen the back of the car. And that does strengthen the back of the car. And they'll give you $100 gift card if you come in and get that done. So there's a number of different offers right now from Fiat Chrysler to owners of these affected cars. You can go to NHTSA's site and put in your VIN number in their recall area, and you can find out if your vehicle is directly involved in any of these recalls and then follow up with Fiat Chrysler.
And we wonder why they want to partner with another factory. We need money.
Well, that is why, yeah.
We're bleeding money over here because we're not doing this stuff right, and we also need to develop new product.
And they don't have the money to do it. They're bleeding money worse in Europe than they're bleeding in North America. They're actually doing pretty good in North America. Not as good, not near as good as the other manufacturers. But in Europe, they're bleeding money big time. They're losing billions of dollars in Europe every year. So that's why the chairman of Fiat Chrysler, Marchionne, has been beating GM's door down and saying, we have to merger. It's a smart thing for the stockholders. And it actually might be, but it's a really a lot smarter thing for Fiat Chrysler because they don't have the money to develop new product right now. So it's interesting. And, of course, Chrysler's been owned by a number of people in the last 15, 18, 20 years, all the way back to Cerberus and the disastrous joining of Fiat and Mercedes, which was mainly Mercedes just, I mean, pardon me, Chrysler and Mercedes, which was mainly Mercedes taking over Chrysler. So anyway, they've had all these owners, and now they've got Fiat as an owner, and they've still got monetary problems. So when you read the stories about how he's beating down GM's door and GM needs to merge, GM doesn't need to merge at all. They're doing fine. Fiat really needs a partner because they need some money.
Begging.
Okay. If you're a Toyota store, you cannot advertise prices that are below invoice. So says Toyota. And I thought this story was interesting because it points out that there are a number of deals out there that you see advertised that aren't really attainable by mere human beings. You'll see these $10,000 off. But what that amounts to is you would have to be part of the plumber's union. You would have to be getting your car from a certain bank. You'd have to be insured through a certain insurance company. You would have to be a first-time buyer, and you would have to be part of the Quarter Horse Association. I'm serious. There is actually a Quarter Horse Association discount on some vehicles.
Wow.
Yeah. So Toyota is saying, you guys can't do that anymore.
You can't just advertise a price with every single discount that exists in the world to imply that somebody
you
could actually
purchase the car at that price. And
okay.
I'll talk about it in another story in a little bit. But I saw a Subaru ad this last week where it was a Subaru of some sort for $128 a month. Okay? There's no way the math works. I mean, people see that. Do they really think that they're going to go get a car for $128 a month?
Mm-hmm. A lot of them do.
It requires, you know, thousands of dollars up front. It also requires that you be a member of the plumbers union and several other things, I'm sure. But the ads you see where they look terribly, they're unbelievable. Those are unbelievable, folks. You can't really get that.
Right.
So anyway, Toyota has told their dealers that if they violate the rule, that they will give them a warning the first time. And the second time, they'll start penalizing them $450 for each vehicle they have in inventory for the month.
Wow.
Which turns into some serious money. Toyota, some of the dealers pushed back because they said it would be crippling to one-price dealers, and they gave several reasons, but the reality is you shouldn't advertise a car for less than you can do it for. And if it's going to require a giant down payment, I think the lease ads are the most deceptive. They say, you know, get your new whatever for $199 a month. And then in the little, you have to have a TiVo to see this because you got to stop it. In the little print down at the bottom, it says that you've got to pay $39.95 plus tax, title, and license, which turns out to $6,000.
Oh, and the dealer needs, and the dealer has to participate, and it's on a particular stock number, which they sold yesterday.
Well, that's another thing. Yeah, Toyota says that dealers are advertising cars that they don't actually have. Mm-hmm. Like, no one would order a vehicle like a Toyota, whatever, with absolutely no equipment on it. But that's the one they advertise. They've never had it in stock. So when you go in, they go, you know, we sold that one.
Just got rid of
that one.
Yeah, when I sold it, when I sold at a Jeep store, we would run loss leader ad type cars. You know, they'd run the price. I couldn't tell you right now what the MSRP or the invoice was, but it would be super cheap.
Mm-hmm.
And they would advertise it with the stock number. We truly had the cars, okay? But they did sell right away all the time, and customers would always get irritated. They never believed us. I'm like, really? Okay, you know.
Yeah.
So I like to be called a liar.
Right.
We did have one. You just weren't fast enough.
Yeah.
Now, having the vehicle and having a super cheap price to bring people in, there's nothing wrong with that. But you need to have the car.
Mm-hmm.
At least once.
Very true. So.
Autoflex Leasing Fan Texter, if people are bleeding money, where do I get a cut like that?
Right.
Yeah, good morning, Loco. How are you?
You have to be a big company. You have other people's money to bleed like the government.
All right, we got to take a quick break. We'll be back with more Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
Autoflex Lease, oh yeah.
We're back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
Welcome back. This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive with David Blassingame, Tammy Pickard, Matt in for JP. We call him Huggles, and I'm Sybil. Phone number 877-881-1053, or send us your Autoflex Leasing fan text at 43733. And as always, you can and should call Autoflex. They're open today. What are the numbers, David?
Either 817 or 972-234-1234, 888-234-1234, out of the area. As always, autoflex.com on the World Wide Web, where you can set up a test drive online if you would like to save some time and drive a few different cars. We'll line them up side by side for you. Build any car you might even consider getting, because we have a tool on the website where you can actually build a Tahoe or a Ford Explorer or any other car you might want to build with the exact equipment you want to build it by. Send that to us. Or you can get a free Black Book appraisal on your trade-in from your good friends at Autoflex Leasing. Just click on what's my trade worth and fill in the blanks.
Mm-hmm. So we're going to get into some safety talk here, because it looks like a lot of automakers are banding together to create a braking standard for e-brakes.
Yeah, you know, it's really crazy. We have brakes now that we have, you know, the anti-lock brakes, ABS. Everyone knows ABS. Most people aren't familiar with AEB, and that's automatic emergency braking. Took my mind away. Automatic emergency braking means that you've got equipment in the front of the car that sees you're about to have an accident and either slows down or stops your car before you get there if you were distracted. So for those people that text, it's a wonderful thing, by the way.
Yeah.
I did hear a comedian on television a few weeks ago that said that he'd always texted at red lights. He said, I can't tell you how long it's been since I've seen a light turn green. You think about it. Anyway, automatic emergency braking technology is the new thing in automotive, and there's a number of manufacturers that have committed to make it standard factory equipment, and that's a big thing. That means that every car you buy would come with automatic emergency braking. Here's the list. Audi, BMW, Ford, General Motors, Mazda, Mercedes-Benz, Tesla, Toyota, Volkswagen, and Volvo. And they will work with the National Highway and Traffic Safety Administration and the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety over the next few months to hammer out the details of how they will do that. Now, automatic emergency braking is available on 1% of all cars being sold in 2016. And that's pretty well going to be some very, very high-line cars. It's available on 26% of the cars being sold in 2016 as an option. But it can be an option that is expensive because it's bunched in with other options. It does require radar, laser, maybe cameras, those things working in conjunction to measure the distance and the closing speed with, you know, an impact that could come in front of you. So they will get together. They will sit down and figure out what it's going to take. And then they're saying they're going to make it standard on all vehicles that they sell, which is a lot. Here's the interesting thing. We've not heard from Nissan, Honda, Fiat, Chrysler, Hyundai, Kia, or Subaru yet, which are all also big manufacturers, but they have not committed to this yet. When they talked to General Motors about it, GM said that they had that technology available on dozens of 2016 models from Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, and Cadillac. 37 models are available with forward collision alert, which is what warns you before you hit something. But this is automatic emergency braking, which actually takes action and starts your car to stop. Starts your car to stop? Puts the brakes on when you don't. So if you're so tied up in something else, or if you don't see something,
There we go.
Try it again.
If you're tied up doing something other than driving safely, this might help you out. One of my colleagues at work had that on his Ford Edge, and it saved him from a rear-end collision when he was merging on the highway. And, you know, when you're all in the row and you're watching to the left to see if your lane's going to be clear, and then the person in front of you decides to stop.
Yeah.
And you're looking kind of to the left and back.
Yeah, that happens a lot.
Yes, it does. Yeah. But he said that saved him. Because it stopped.
Right.
Well, and it's like, oh, my God.
It happens all the time. Mm. You know, Infiniti has on their JX model for sure, they have the same thing when you're backing out. And if someone is approaching from the side and you're backing out of a blind parking space where you've got big trucks on either side, it'll actually stop your car before you back into someone.
You know how I make sure I don't hit anybody? I just start honking when I put it in reverse. Yeah. Look out, everybody. I wish I had one of those like cartoon fists that would come out and punch anybody.
Yes!
Go-go
gadget
me.
Fist!
Yes.
I don't want a paintball gun.
Yeah, I want one of those on each end of my car so I can just punch.
I love that idea.
Great. Big giant.
Can we make that happen?
Mm-hmm.
an Autoflex leasing fan texter, 43733, says, is that commercial with the picture of the car making another car avoid a crash a real thing?
Yes. Mercedes-Benz is probably at the forefront of this right now, as far as I know they are, and they have crash avoidance. They also, their cars will steer away. They'll actually steer away. As long as they're not going to steer you into another object, they'll steer away.
If I had that feature on my car, I'd want it to go, whoa! Oh, shoot.
That would be fun.
Oh, four-letter word. While it's doing it.
All right. So,
Autoflex Leasing Fan Text, to our last conversation before the break, easy solution, call and ask the dealer before going in. I do on a used car, I'm very clear, I don't mess with my time if I'm going in to drive. I ask for the guy's name, I've never had an issue before, unless you're kind of a jerk to the dealer person. Well, there you go.
Well, and that's referring to those special priced cars, right?
Yes.
Advertised at whatever price they are. Make sure it's still there. But I'll tell you, you can call them and get their name and everything, but they still will tell you to come on in.
They will. And the other thing is, he says something that's really important. Don't be a jerk to the guy you're trying to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, here's the whole thing. Sugar will get a lot more than vinegar.
Yes.
And so no matter what you're doing in life, don't be a jerk to the person you're dealing with. The old rule of thumb is anyone that is rude to the waiter is not a nice person.
Right.
And it's true.
Preach, David Blassingame.
It's
preach.
True.
Well, you know.
It's true.
Do unto others.
Yes, indeed.
That's just the golden rule. But, you know, so I think sometimes when clients or prospects are kind of like that, it's fear. They don't really know exactly what they should be doing. They don't want to be taken advantage of. They come in feeling like they're going to be taken advantage of for some reason, but I don't know why, because everything is so regulated.
Right.
So you can't.
But they come in with their guard already up, kind of in
defense
mode.
Sometimes, not always, but that's where so I just try to overcome that. I don't get offended by that. I see where they're coming from.
I think you're exactly right. It's fear of the unknown. One of the things when you call Autoflex, by the way, is we explain our process going in. We tell you here's what we're going to do. We're going to get a lot of information from you. We're gonna find the car you want to find. We're going to arrange for the financing. We're going to get all that done up front. And then when you're ready to go, we'll present you with, here it is, here's what it cost, here's your car, here's the equipment, and you come in and sign. It's really, really easy to do that way. Most people don't do that. Most people believe that if you don't come in and sit down, that they don't have the kind of control of you that they want. Well, the reality is you don't control anyone.
No. Right.
You don't. And you can only control
given
yourself.
An opportunity, people will not come in and be controlled. Given the opportunity, people will deal with you until they're comfortable in dealing with you, and then on their terms, they'll come in and get a car. And that's how we've done business for over 30 years. It works.
Mm-hmm.
It's really simple.
We do love for you to come in and see our wonderful facility and all the fine vehicles we have available. And so many of our clients like to come in and test drive the different brands
yes.
against each other, because remember, the cost of the car isn't just the price you pay for it up front. It's what you're going to get for it later, whether you trade it in or you're leasing it and you have a residual value. So sometimes when you think it's all about the budget, but when you drive the car side by side, you might find the one that's $20 more a month is really worth it
mm-hmm.
after you drive the other two that aren't, that are cheaper. You know what I mean? So
I do.
We won't push you into one thing. We want you to get what you want.
We've got the greatest listeners in the world. With all the new types of cars coming out and all their new technology, they still don't have one that'll pay itself off. You're right.
That's a great point.
I just want one that'll wash itself.
Yes. Me too. With right. those go-go gadget fists.
Yes.
Dream car right there. Right.
Okay. Jeep is coming out with something that everybody has been saying they should do for a long time. They came out with a pickup.
They had a
back
Jeep
in
Comanche.
The 84, 83, 82.
I sold one or two.
But now they're going to do it the smart way. They're going to make a Wrangler pickup. Now, Wrangler is without a doubt one of the best-selling cars they've ever built. And people that have them love them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you're going to ride 25 miles to work each day, you may not want to drive a Wrangler. But for off-road, there's nothing that touches it. And they're talking about making a Wrangler pickup in 2017. Also, a Jeep Wrangler diesel in 2017. And they're saying they've got demand for that. So I don't know. Maybe they do.
Overseas, probably.
Well, and they sell them overseas. Well, they've been selling diesels overseas, diesel Wranglers, for years, and they've never offered them in the United States. So they're talking about building all of these vehicles in Toledo, which is good. I'm glad. They're not going to build them somewhere else. And they're talking about having not only a pickup, but a diesel offering for 2017.
I'm just going to go on the record now. I think they're making a mistake on doing a truck.
Why is that?
Because they had a truck before.
But this is a Wrangler truck.
I don't care.
Yeah,
I'm just going on the record. I'm just
okay,
saying.
For guys that camp out and stuff, the guys that hit the mountains, they can throw all their stuff in the back of the pickup. And you know, and it, when you've got a place in them, you know, at the beach, in the mountains, whatever, where you need to move stuff. And you need four-wheel drive?
Great.
It's just awesome.
I'm just saying.
All right.
I want to know what it looks like. Is it boxy like a Jeep Wrangler, but then with the butt of a truck?
It does. It's got a shorter pickup bed, the proposed vehicle that I saw. If you want to see what they look like, go to autoflex.com's Facebook page.
Okay.
But it's a smaller bed than, say, a Canyon or a Colorado has, which is a small pickup. So it's not a full-size bed, but it's a utility bed. And they've talked about doing it a couple of ways, with a fold-up canvas top over the passenger area, so you can have it open or you can have it closed. So there's a couple of different configurations. And they're talking about maybe stretching the frame just a little bit. You can't make it too long because then it won't off-road well. But stretching the frame a little bit just for the Jeep box. So anyway.
I'm on the record.
You're
on
the record.
Prove me wrong. Please do a great truck. Prove me wrong, but I don't think so.
I think we'll see what happens, but I think for sure they're going to build one. Autoflex Leasing Fantex, does Jeep make a more dependable vehicle than Toyota?
No.
Okay. I'm looking at one for my wife.
But the Wrangler, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with the Wrangler, okay? It's reliable and it's fine, but that would be the number one resale value in all the Jeep products.
The Wrangler?
Yes, and as far as I can tell, it's just like the one that's almost not recall-free, but it just has the fewest issues with things like that. But it's because it's a tried and true. I mean, it's been around since the 40s.
And it is Spartan.
Yes.
It does not have all kinds of bells and whistles. Here's a hint, folks. If you get a car with tons of bells and whistles, they're going to break more.
More money, more problems.
There's more stuff to have problems with on a car like that. Jeep Wranglers are very Spartan. They're very basic. So there's not much to go wrong on.
So if you're going Wrangler, I'd say, but Toyota's just phenomenal.
Right.
Yeah, from a reliability standpoint. Autoflex Leasing Fantex, sad but true, we're talking about the collision avoidance. I was coming straight out of Kaufman and swerved to avoid an animal that ran into the road.
Yay.
And I hit a barricade.
Oh.
I called my insurance company, and my collision deductible was $2,000. My comprehensive was $250. I would have been better off just to hit the animal.
Shame on you.
Then you'd have to live with yourself.
Yes.
Yes.
All right. We got to take a quick break, right, meow? We'll be back with more Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
We're back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
Welcome back. This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing with David Blassingame, Tammy Pickard, Matt in for JP, so we're calling him Huggles instead of Snuggles, and me, Sybil. Phone number 877-881-1053, or send us your Autoflex Leasing fan text at 43733. Or call us on the old phone, 877-881-1053. Or call Autoflex on the old phone. What are those numbers, David?
Either 817 or 972-234-1234, 888-234-1234, out of the area. As always, Autoflex.com, where you can do a myriad of things, including see all of our great pre-owned cars. If you're thinking about a new car but you want to save money, consider a 1 or 2 year old car and doing a lease on it to save even more money. Or maybe doing a flex buy if you're one of those guys that just wants to own your car. It's like a lease. It saves you money every month, but you actually are on the title, so it's your car.
Mm-hmm. We were just talking about Fiat Chrysler recalling over 1 million vehicles, and somebody texted in, my 2012 Ram 1500 was built in October of 2011. How do I find out if it's one of the buyback models?
I would go to the National Highway Traffic and Safety Administration, go into their area on recalls, and insert your VIN number, your VIN. It will tell you.
Mm-hmm. So this is a question I've worked with Autoflex Leasing for years and years, and this is a question people ask all the time. And they even ask me, even though I'm not one of the professionals, one of the experts. But they say, what's the difference in buying versus leasing? Why is one better for me than the other?
You know, most shoppers aren't able to pay cash for a car, so it leaves them with financing options to choose from. And so you've got the basic two options on a new car, or you buy it or you lease it. Which one's better? Well, we'll talk about that, and your circumstances are going to have a lot to do with that. First of all, if you're thinking about leasing, and this is why a lot of people do lease, in fact, more people lease for this than any other reason. More car, less money. They know what they want to drive. They just want to pay less for it every month. And most people keep a car between 3.5 and 5 years. That's normal. So if you know you're going to keep a car between 3.5 and 5 years and trade, you can lease that car and save money every month. Here's why. A car loan is based on the entire price of the car, while a lease is only based on a percentage of the car's price. What percentage? The percentage that you use. So make it really simple. If you got a $30,000 car and you buy it, you've got to finance $30,000. But if you lease that car, the end value or the residual value, let's say it's 55% after 3 years, is going to be somewhere around $16,500 at the end of the lease. That means if you've got a $30,000 car and it's got a $16,500 residual value, your payments are based on $13,500. And not the whole $30,000.
I love that.
That's why the payments are less.
Plus interest.
Plus interest.
Don't anybody forget you have to.
Yeah, you got to pay interest on everything.
Or it's called a rent charge, actually.
It is.
Lease,
they don't call it interest in a lease because a lease is not a finance agreement. It's a pure rental agreement.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So don't just divide 13.5 by 36 months and think that's your payment.
Because it's going to be a little higher now.
Yes, it will.
There's not a lot of interest right now. There's lots of interest in a lease, but not a lot of interest on a lease.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so if you lease, there's no down payment. That's a big thing for people. If you go out and look to buy a car, sometimes they have zero down, but sometimes thousands of dollars down, up to 20%. That can be a whole lot. If you're looking for a lease and you see those ads that look too good to be true, realize that there's a big down payment involved. And here's the truth. The purpose of a lease is to drive the car you want to drive for as little money as possible. So putting a big down payment on a lease is sort of goofy. I wouldn't do it.
Right.
All
you're doing is lowering your payments by doing that. But if that's how you feel, well, I don't want to call anybody stupid for what they feel good about. But
here's the thing. If something happens to that car a year into the lease, and you've made a large down payment, that money's basically gone. it's lowered your payoff, but if you've got gap insurance, and all our leases have gap insurance, you've wasted that money. So I would not make a big down payment on a lease.
The other good thing about a lease, or one of the many things, is you don't have to worry about trading it back in. You can just give it back and you're done.
Exactly. And, you know, we saw that in 2008, 9, 10, where the value of used cars dropped dramatically. And if you had bought a car and you traded it in at that time, you got very little for the car as compared to what you should have gotten when you planned on buying the car. When you planned on it, you thought, you know, I'll get good resale. And then it wasn't. It was terrible resale.
So the lease protects you from those massive changes in the market conditions.
Exactly. And the other thing that Tammy talks about is if you have an accident. Mm-hmm.
Then you don't have to worry about diminished value. If you own a car and you get into an accident, no matter whose fault it is, once it has been repaired, it still has diminished value. It is no longer worth, as a previously wrecked car, what it was worth when it never had an accident reported. So, because, you know, it compromises maybe the integrity of the car a little bit sometimes. They don't run the same. So nobody ever wants to pay top dollar for a previously wrecked car. So it's really nice when you've leased it and somebody rear-ends you on Central Expressway, you get the car fixed, and 2 years later when you turn it in, there's no additional charge or cost to you because it belongs to the bank.
And in contrast, if you had purchased the car, if I look at a car that's coming into us as trade and the back end has been painted on it, I deduct value for that because the new buyer, nobody ever calls us and says, do you have a car that's been wrecked? I'd really like to buy a wrecked car. They don't.
They don't. No. They want low mileage, never wrecked.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of mileage is extremely important on a lease.
Yes.
If you drive 35,000 miles a year and you don't have any business use, I'm going to tell you shouldn't lease because it's probably best that you buy like a 1 or 2 year old pre-owned car and depreciate that quickly rather than start with a new car and have tons of mileage to depreciate it.
Yeah,
so
that's a good point, David. If you drive high miles, don't buy a brand new car. Go ahead and get somebody else's great discount from a car that has already diminished in value because it's gone from new to pre-owned. Even if it's a 1 year old car, you'll still save a lot of money because your depreciation is going to be a lot more rapid than the average person. If you're a low mileage driver, David still says if you're going to buy used because then you can save that 20-30% instant depreciation. But if you just have to have a brand new car, maybe if you're a lower mileage driver, that could be more beneficial to you in the long run.
Right.
Okay, but mileage is a real consideration. The other thing is if you go to someone and they say, hey, don't worry about the mileage, we'll just trade you out early, run as fast as you can. Anyone that tells you not to worry about it, I loved one I heard the other day. Oh, yeah, it's a 36-month lease, but you can keep it 60 months if you want to. Guess what? That's a 60-month lease, and they're promising to get you out early, and there's no guarantees for that, ever. No one should enter a lease thinking they're going to get out early because it's a contract. And the guy you're talking to, that's not who you got a contract with.
Right.
So
he might not even be there when
exactly.
you go in to trade your car back in.
The other thing is that when you lease, the car's in warranty either most of the time or all the time, and that takes one more worry away because you know you've got that behind you. I'm sorry, Tammy, what were you going to say?
I was going to bring up this Autoflex leasing fan texter who probably has had some negative experiences before, but I kind of want to dispel some of this. It says, if you have a low credit score, you are getting an interest rate of 18% or higher. Done deal. The only one really benefiting from purchasing a new car are people with excellent credit that can get 0% financing. The whole car buying experience is a sham, probably the shittiest industry on the planet. Well, no, I don't think so. First of all, if you have a low credit score, you're a higher risk to the lender. Has nothing to do with the car salesman, the car dealership. It is between you and the bank.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you have a great reason for your low credit score or a bad reason, it doesn't matter. That's just the risk factor, and the lender will charge that much. Has nothing. Go get your own loan and find out what you can get, okay? That's the first thing. People with good credit do have a lot more flexibility. They can get a low interest rate loan. They can get the 0%, but they're giving up rebates in order to get that 0%. So that's a wash, okay? And no, the car business is not shady. It's highly regulated. So that's just my opinion.
People are afraid, and I understand that. Okay, I got to read this. This is great. When's the last time you saw a Prowler? Autoflex Leasing Fan Text. I saw one last week. I saw one on Greenville Avenue, and I thought, wow, a Prowler. And they, you know, it was sort of a weird-looking car that Chrysler built, and but you just never see them. I saw one last week. Thanks for texting
That's true. I haven't seen one in years.
And we have another Autoflex Leasing Fan Texter. I have a 2013 Nissan Altima, and I am upside down. I have 97,000 miles because I use it for work. Anyway, I'm wanting to trade it for a pickup. Is there a certain brand that has more rebates to help cover being upside down?
Yes. Give us a call at the office because there are tons and tons of big rebates out there you can take advantage of right now. And the Autoflex Leasing computer system, our FlexLease computer system, actually has a function that shows us every rebate available on all new cars. So for someone that's upside down, that's invaluable information because you can't beat it. I mean, it'll get you out of the problem you're in. Now, the other thing, let's talk about buying a car real quickly. There are benefits to buying a car. First of all, you get to keep it forever if you want to. Mm-hmm. So if you pay it off and drive it, you don't make a payment every month, you can put a lot of money in the bank. And that's true. If you buy a car, though, you don't have any guaranteed resale. So when you do get ready to sell it, you're sort of open to the market. If the market's great for the car, that's good. But if the car is not great in resale, that's not good. Also, if you buy a car, there's no mileage restrictions. But the depreciation is the same. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter whether you bought the car or leased it. The more miles you drive, the less the car is worth.
And by the time you finally do pay it off, you're paying to fix things on it.
Yeah,
it's usually
that's true
on
too.
Its last legs or wheels, whatever.
So, you know, I'm sorry, Tammy. There's a lot of good to buying a car, but I would never buy a new car. I think the first year depreciation being somewhere between 20% and 30% on every car out there, sometimes as high as 36%, 39%.
Depending on how poorly the car, you know,
resells.
Right.
That's a huge amount of money. That could be like $10,000-$15,000, which means that's like throwing $10,000 or $15,000 in hundreds out the driver's door window when you drive it off the lot. That's real money. So that's why I personally would not buy a new car. If I was going to buy a car, I'd buy a pre-owned car because somebody's already thrown all those hundreds out the window for me.
Right.
So here's another good Autoflex Leasing fan text. I own a towing company. Is there a company that specializes in commercial equipment like tow trucks?
We have
Autoflex Leasing.
We have some great tow companies that do business with us now and have for years and years. We've gotten, well, one tow company just redid their fleet, and I think they're on truck number 5 this year, which is beautiful.
So absolutely. We have a commercial division. We have an equipment leasing division. So no matter what your issue is to satisfy your automotive needs, we can help you.
I got to plug one guy, though, because one guy does all our wreckers, and that's John Boyle. So if you're looking for a wrecker, call John. He leases them for us.
There you go. All right, we got to take a quick break. We'll be back with more Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
Welcome back. This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing with David Blessingame, Tammy Pickard, Matt in for JP. We're calling him Huggles instead of Snuggles. And me, Sybil. Phone number to the studio, 877-881-1053. Or you can send us an Autoflex Leasing fan text. 43733 is the number. And as always, you can call Autoflex. Today's nice weather. It's a good day to go put the top down or maybe roll the windows down and open the sunroof and test drive a car. What are those numbers, David?
Either 817 or 972-234-1234, 888-234-1234. Out of the area, as always, Autoflex.com, where you can view some of those great pre-owned cars that you might want to put the top down or open the sunroof on today while you test drive. You can test drive a car today and not burn your fingers on the keypad.
How about this? Isn't it wonderful? It smelled like fall.
Yes.
Outside this morning, I was like, oh.
It felt like fall. Made me want to cook chili.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
And there's football this weekend.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You could eat my chili. I mean, it's just good fall weather today. So this is exciting, David.
Well, you know, you put a lot of stuff on Facebook, and the numbers of people that view it are pretty amazing. Some of the stuff that you don't think is going to make any impact makes huge impact, and that's the story now. Dodge has joined in the Star Wars promotional blitz. There we go. They built stormtrooper chargers, by golly. And these are chargers that look like stormtrooper cars. It's sort of crazy. They announced this last week that they would have these cars in a big promotion in downtown New York because they embody the look and the feel of the Star Wars stormtroopers. You can see these on Autoflex's Facebook page. They made these in conjunction with Hot Wheels.
Woo-hoo!
And Hot Wheels is coming out with Stormtrooper Chargers, little cars that they're going to be promoting along with the Star Wars franchise and the Walt Disney Company.
I'm not a big Star Wars dork, but I love the look of this car. It looks really cool.
It looks like a stormtrooper.
It does.
So check that out. We've got it at the Facebook page. Go to autoflex.com and you can follow along with all the stories we talk about.
Okay. There was a study this last week on the cars that millennials are buying. Everyone talks about millennials, the 18 to 34s. What are they buying? And a lot of them buy pre-owned cars, and they put out a list. This was Edmunds.com and Polk Research put out a list of the top cars bought by millennials. And so here's the list real quickly. The number one car bought by millennials, get this, it's Dodge Magnums. The number two car, Chrysler Pacificas. Really strange. Three, sort of a no-brainer, Subaru WRX, I understand that. Then the Chevy Trailblazer, the Volkswagen R32, the number six car, the Walter White car, the Pontiac Aztec.
No.
Yes. Yes. And so, and then the GTR, the Nissan GTR, which is sort of an outlier. That's a very expensive car. Then the Saturn Outlook, the Dodge Durango, and finally, the Lexus IS F-Type. And that doesn't surprise me because if it's a well-to-do millennial, that's a really, really cool car, right?
I love those cars.
I know. So here's the thing, though. The story makes it seem like that the millennials are buying oddball cars with Magnums and Aztecs. And the reality is the majority of these cars are very, very inexpensive. They have lost all their resale value because they don't make them anymore. And so they make good, inexpensive transportation. And if you're a millennial with a family, having an Aztec or a Pacifica gives you room for kids, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it just sort of makes sense that they would buy these cars. They're inexpensive, and they're sort of iconic looking. I mean, the Aztec may be the number one ugliest car ever built with the plastic cladding and the weird-looking headlights and all that. And then the Dodge Magnum is a souped-up station wagon, sort of. And, again, sort of different looking. But there are the top cars for the millennials.
We have a yellow Aztec that lives nearby Autoflex on the street that runs between our two facilities.
On Dumont.
Yeah, there's a yellow Aztec that lives there. It's a nice one. I've always wondered how long it's going to stay nice because of where they park it. It's kind of right on this curve. I'm like, one of these days, somebody's going to take that car out. But it lives there. Probably okay. Owned by a millennial.
Right. Autoflex Leasing Fan Texter, I said I'm not a Star Wars dork, but I love the look of that new Charger. And this guy said, dork? Nerd, maybe, but dork? And then a frowny face. Sir, I am a dork about many things. Just Star Wars isn't one of them. I'm a dork about dogs. I'm a total dork about beer.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm a big dork, but just not for Star Wars.
She's a little dork. She's not a big dork.
All right.
Okay, there's a whole lot of hate for car salespeople
really
online
are.
This morning. Yeah.
Well, no, this is the same person just trying to explain their,
yeah,
their points. And
it's according to who you do business with.
And, I really believe that.
Different companies handle customers different ways. So give them a try. Give people a try. If you don't like the way it's going, you make all the decisions.
Right.
They can't make you do anything, although they can keep your car, your trade-in keys. We've heard about that recently.
No, but I really feel like it's a relationship situation. And I, as I sold forever, wanted my clients to get a good value for their money, be very satisfied with the experience, and come back to me over and over again. That is what we're trying to accomplish at Autoflex. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm sure there's plenty of scumbags in any industry, just like you say, but I don't think our place is full of them.
Autoflex sure. Leasing Fan Text. What's better for a business owner to lease or buy? I have three trucks, run about 60,000 miles a year. More than likely, a lease is going to work better for you, and I could not take the time to explain right now, but there are a number of reasons from a tax standpoint. that a lease will serve you better if you are a business owner and you have vehicles.
And yes, we do have high mileage leases for the people who drive high miles for business as well.
Actually, you can structure those leases pretty well to any mileage necessary, or as little as $100 residual. So you can write the whole car off during the usage period and then keep it. Anyway, let's do the last story of the day, which is onboard diagnostics plug. It's called the OBD, and it's under your dashboard, and it's what the service department uses to plug in to your car to find out what's wrong with it. It's called onboard diagnostics, OBD plug. So here's the deal. There's a company called Automatic that has come out with a smart driving monitor that will connect your car to over 20 applications, and this is some cool stuff. It's called the OBD2 adapter, and it will connect you to a program called Unmooch, which is an app that allows users to split the cost of carpooling with the people with the people you're riding with.
I got several.
Expensify, it helps you automatically track business travel to generate expense reports. Hustlebox, Concur, they pull trip data and automatically generate mileage reports. It's 20 different apps that this OBD2 adapter hooks you up to. If you've got business use, if you've got people that drive with you, if you just want to see everything that's going on in your car, you can do it through this app.
Pretty cool. So if we didn't have time to get to your fan text, please call AutoFlex. They can help you out at either 817 or 972-234-1234 or go online to AutoFlex.com. We'll be back next Saturday morning at 9 a.m. Thank you to Huggles for helping us out today. For David Blassingame and Tammy Pickard, I'm Sybil Summers. This has been the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing.
Go Cowboys!
Woo-hoo!